from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. President Donald Trump confirmed Wednesday his CIA director Mike Pompeo held a secret meeting in Pyongyang with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The president made the confirmation on his Twitter account early Wednesday, saying Pompeo held the meeting directly with the Korean leader last week and that it all went very smoothly. He said the two formed a good relationship and that details of the summit are being worked out. VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman is traveling with the president in Florida.
Well, we really don't know much about it besides what the president has said. And in his message on Twitter, he said it went very smoothly and a good relationship was formed. It's really remarkable that the CIA director, who is, of course, the president's nominee to become Secretary of State, managed to pull this off in secrecy, and it did not leak out until Tuesday evening when the president made some very tantalizing remarks to pool reporters at Mar-a-Lago.
VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman. The Cuban government and First Vice President Miguel Díaz-Canel is the only candidate nominated for president, a move that guarantees he will be the communist country's first president outside the Castro family for the first time in nearly 60 years. The nomination must be approved by the Cuban National Assembly, which has historically approved nominations. In an unusual two-day procedure, the legislature will choose a new president on Wednesday and announce a replacement for Raúl Castro on Thursday. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A UN